Now, how did the pandemic affect you musically?
Sure. I kind of didn't do a whole lot, you know, because we couldn't, you know, there was no traveling. That was out of the question. So the only thing I did do is occasionally I would tape some stuff in my living room or in my office. I have a piano in my office as well. And, you know, my granddaughter would help me, you know, video it, and I would show it. And it would, the solo performances.
I remember that, yeah. What's your granddaughter, Nakara, is that her name?
Yeah, I
remember that. That was actually a treat for people like me. I mean, we loved that. It was just like being in your, I guess, your office, your living room, and it was just a very intimate setting, and it was just like really laid back, and that was a beautiful thing. With social media, the internet, and, you know, you can probably get a little bit more insight about, you know, your favorite artist or whatnot. Is that something you think about, or is just a tool that you use during the pandemic?
No, I would like to use it more, actually. You know, I'm just not sure quite how, you know. But yeah, I think it is, it's an important tool to try and use. You know, I think about, you know, Benny Green.
Oh, yeah.
Writing this book, so he puts excerpts on there from time to time.
He's a great writer too. And
he's a marvelous writer. Mm-hmm. So from time to time I make comments, you know, and you know, so that's something to do, and I've gained a lot of insight mm-hmm. into him mm-hmm. just from the way he writes and you know.
We will be looking forward to hearing you at the Newman Center. That's going to be on Thursday, February 2nd, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. And also, what's going on in the future? I know, tell us about this two-week thing you have going on at the Village Vanguard.
I've been doing it. I kind of took Cedar's place because Cedar did it every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when he passed, they asked me about doing it, and I've been doing it, and I've been really enjoying it, really enjoying it. I usually have two different groups. Mm-hmm. One, you know, sometimes I'll have a quintet 1 week and a trio the next week. Coming up, I'm going to have two different quintets. First week is a quintet with Emmanuel Wilkins, who was amazing, and Steve Nelson on vibes. And, of course, Kiyoshi and Jonathan. And in the second week will be a quintet I've had for a while with Mike Rodriguez on trumpet and Dana Stevens on tenor saxophone. Same rhythm section, of course. You know,
Steve Nelson does not get as much play as we say that he needs. I mean, he is really one of the real masters of that instrument.
Oh, he is, yes.
He really is. And I know you've been working with him for a long time. Very long
time. We first hooked up, I guess when I first started teaching at Rutgers in 73, and he was already there.
Okay.
He was already studying there, you know. So I got to hear him then, and I said, what? Wow. So we started working together quite a bit then.
You're getting ready to turn 80, and at this stage of your career and your life, what exactly are your goals moving forward?
My goals moving forward?
Yeah.
Thankfully, I still have some goals.
No, and that's great to hear, though. I mean, I would think for somebody, you know, at this juncture in your career, hired by Dizzy Gillespie without playing a note, thanks to James Moody, you know, what are your plans?
Well, I did something about 2 or 3 weeks ago, which is something I've been wanting to do for a long time, is a concert with strings.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
At Berklee, you know, Berklee College of Music.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, my manager, kind of hooked it up. So there's a guy there, a brother, Eric Gould, but he's a great arranger. I gave him about 10 of my songs.
Okay.
And he did these beautiful string arrangements and had the, it's like a chamber orchestra.
Oh, wow.
String players from Berklee, who are really amazing. It was a great experience for me. So the plan is to kind of do some concerts like that in Europe. You know, I think we have one on the books now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's on hold. It's not a definite yet, but in Spain, in San Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope it works out, and then maybe to be able to do more of that. So that's one thing I'd really like to do. And then with this new label, I did the solo record, and then the plan now is to do a quintet record because they prefer to record in Paris.
Okay.
That's where the company is based. So this will be the quintet record, if we can work it out, will be with Emmanuel and Steve and Jonathan Kiyoshi.
Wow. Know. We're looking forward to hearing that.